So welcome to our biannual town hall. As you know, we tried to change the formula from the fall one to the spring one. The spring one, we like to have a presentation by an external presenter, so this will be the case this morning. But before that, I would like to do an update on our different projects. We'll have the presentation, and we'll have some information on the ITSM project, which is currently the project that affects us, IT, the most, since for once we're the client. So many projects going on. I won't list them all, but as you can see, our teams are really busy. And we have projects for all sorts. We have more technical projects. We have a banner upgrade that's coming along that should end in November, if I remember correctly. We have different little systems for the academic side. We have the Office 365 project for students and for staff and for faculty, but mainly for students, which is really, really popular. It's really interesting. We opened the we offered people to be a volunteer, to be the first to get the exchange under Office 365. And we didn't even post the requirement. We just opened the web page to get registered, and in a day we had 1,000 students that had registered without even knowing about it. I wonder how they managed to learn those things, kind of an osmosis with the web. But this is proving to be a very, very popular project, so this is nice. We have a few projects around finance, G2, asset management, things like that. So a lot of stuff. And we're closing a few, not as much as we're opening, but I think that rhythm will increase when we get more actives. And one of the things we'll have to see is that rhythm of having so many projects is going to be sustained for the next 5 years. Because we just got approval for the board from a special budget, capital budget. We got $100 million that we will be spending over 5 years to do projects and evergreening. So there are some envelopes for our big system, you know, an envelope for SIS, an envelope for HR and finance, things like that. But there are quite a few individual projects that were identified. And this is a list of what will happen in the next year only. We'll start those different projects. So we already started the research, the network upgrade and the telephony upgrade. That's already started. There's a program manager, a lot of people in NCS that are already heavily involved. The R2R project has also started. We now have a program manager and some project managers that are already working into defining the details of that project, the initial planning. So projects for research, identity and access management, something we've been wanting to do for years, that will start. We also have some technology that we're putting in place, the integration layer and the development framework, especially because we would like to create an environment where students could develop mobile application using APIs to get access to their own data in a self-serve type of approach, but where we could team with students either in management or in computer science or in engineering to do applications that really are geared toward their specific needs. And finally, another thing that we're very happy about is that there is some of that money that is earmarked for evergreening. This has been a real concern for the last 4 or 5 years. We're doing projects, capital projects. We're renovating classrooms. We're putting in place new labs. But there's no money that's earmarked to replace the equipment once it becomes obsolete. And it becomes really a problem. So we have classrooms with projectors that aren't working very well and that need to be replaced, change of technology around the HD mainly. The labs and the applications require more and more power from the different machines, but we have very old equipment in many of those labs. So it's really fun to know that for the next 5 years, we'll have a regular budget that will come in every year for us to replace aging equipment so that we can provide our users more stability, let's say, in the performance of their equipment. So this is a really, really good news, and it will keep us very, very, very busy for the next 5 years, but I think it's the type of thing we like. It's better to be building, to put in place something new than just trying to patch and maintain equipment that is getting to be very, very old. So as we said today, we have a guest that will come and do us a presentation, and I will ask Lucie to come and present our presenter this morning.